The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach Mark Trestman, the coaching staff, and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Bridgestone, Miller Lite, and North Shore University Health System. Now, from Palace Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
First month of the season already in the books. The Bears 2-2 after a loss to the Packers yesterday, and now looking forward to the Sunday trip to Carolina to meet the Panthers. And this is the Bears Coaches Show from the Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall, joined by head coach Mark Trestman each and every week. And Jeff Joniak with you here until 7:30 tonight. Coming up after 7, we'll hear from defensive coordinator Mel Tucker. Good evening, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Probably not as much fun as I was having last week with you, but you know, we're certainly disappointed as to the result yesterday. I mean, every loss that you have is going to be disappointing because you put so much work into it and your guys do. But on the other side of it, we can't do what the, you know, everybody outside of our building does, and that's break it down for the next 5 or 6 days till we move on. We've got to move forward, and so we did today. The guys were very businesslike, the coaches businesslike. We broke down our game, did the best we can to make corrections and have our team collectively understand the reasons why we didn't have the success we anticipated having, and now they've got to go get some rest, and we got to go to work on Carolina. That's got to be our focus.
What'd you find in yourself scouting?
Well, I think that you can take all three phases. They're all part of it. They all connect to one another. People always ask about special sides of the ball, and when they do, they forget that they're connected sometimes to special teams and defense. So, you know, overall, you know, the on the defensive side, obviously, we didn't get any kind of pass rush that put any kind of pressure on Aaron, and that's very difficult when you can't do that, because you really need to put the pressure on with four guys and try to defend in coverage to try to protect the edges, because he's so good at attacking the field sideline to sideline and vertically. We didn't get that done, and then when we got him outside, we couldn't contain. When he got outside, it's because we couldn't contain him after the rush, and that weren't able to sustain on the back end for as long as we needed to. And people are looking at the defense and saying, you know, they're making obviously, you know, we didn't play as well as we could play. And then offensively, we turned the ball over. You know, the two turnovers really hurt us. We didn't finish a couple of drives in the red zone. We knew it was going to be a difficult game, but we knew that if we didn't turn the ball over and had the ball for 36 minutes and were able to run the ball as effectively as we did, we'd be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. And that's how it was going to work on this day, because this day wasn't last week, you know, against Detroit. This was this week against our football team, and they change week in and week out. So a lot of the things that we did very well in offense were negated by our inability to score touchdowns on two drives, and then defensively, we had a couple of tough penalties that allowed them to keep drives alive and score touchdowns. But the turnovers gave them 14 points. Two penalties on defense gave them 14 points and a field goal. So with that in mind, you can see how this game, it's a funny game, but it is connected in terms of how offense, defensively, and special teams are put together.
It is, and the simplicity of how you just explained how easy it is to turn something very positive, at least it looked that way at the beginning, into something negative as a loss, it's very simple. I mean, this is what happened. But in the complexity of the game, as we looked at it, it was like there was a race war going on. You were trying to take a nice, easy approach, getting time of possession in your favor and owning the clock and scoring off of that, and they were in a race.
They were in a race, and you just knew that there was no way that Aaron Rodgers was going to go back-to-back and not have any kind of productivity. It's just the history of the National Football League would prove that you know, these types of quarterbacks, just they don't go back-to-back very often, and it started that way. It started very well for the Bears. We were able to run the ball. We were use the clock. We had one possession in the first quarter, to my recollection, and we kept them off the field. That's exactly what we wanted to do. What we didn't want to do was turn the ball over and give them a couple of short fields, which we did. And we didn't want to have a couple of major penalties, which extended drives and gave them opportunity to score touchdowns. And that's what happened as well. So there's things that happen during a game that contribute to losing the game that you don't try to do. But you have control over, and we didn't get that done yesterday.
It's almost as if, though, all that being said, that in this particular situation with Aaron Rodgers, you know, even to the quarterback rating, which you can debate all you want, he almost had to play a perfect game against this guy on that particular day.
It was just and we were in position, as I told the team today, if we would have put it together collectively, because you never lose on one side of the ball. It's never happened. It's all three phases. They come together and they do affect each other dramatically. We felt that we would, on this day where he was playing about as good as he could play, we would still be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. But you have to take care of the football, and we had a couple of very unfortunate things that happened in the game that where we turned the ball over. Overall, we're looking at it and saying we've come a long way. We got a lot of positives out of it. We certainly addressed the negatives today, but we feel good about where we're going.
Crazy thing, maybe his best play was the one that was wiped out because of a holding penalty. Because you did get pressure, and Lamar hits him, and he still gets the pass away, and it's a 34-yard touchdown, and your jaw's dropping. Like, how did that happen? Thank goodness for the penalty.
Yeah.
It was that kind of day.
It was just that kind of day. And, you know, the one thing that I was really, really happy about, if you can find some value, is I went over the last 10 plays of the game hard on both sides of the ball, and our guys played to the last breath. They played very physical on both sides of the ball. They ran the football. They tackled. And that's no moral victory there. We're not taking moral victories here. We got beat yesterday by a good football team. We didn't get it done, and we accept accountability. That certainly it starts with me and our players and our building. Everybody has an understanding of what we did well and what we did and what we've got to do to improve.
So is the takeaway from a locker room perspective is that when you face great players like this that can make you pay for even the slightest mistake, you can't make the mistake.
Well, I think you don't worry about making the mistakes. You just got to, guys got to play free. They got to do their job. They got to be fundamentally sound and assignment right. And these games, although no one play wins or loses a game, if there's too many connected somehow, that certainly can contribute to it. And the bottom line is, and in football, it usually comes down a lot to turnovers, the plus-minus ratio. That's number one in explosive plays. And they were able to do both yesterday. They won the turnover battle, and they had enough explosive plays to win the game.
All right, lots more to discuss with head coach Mark Trestman here on the Bears Coaches Show at Hallis Hall.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Jay on the take, throwing left, wide open in the wing. Here's Jeffrey to the five, dances into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! 8-yard swing pass to a wide open Alshon Jeffrey. He ran out the back door left, and the Bears are back in front of the Packers.
And his first touchdown of the year for Alshon Jeffrey, a well-designed misdirection. And that is your play of the week, brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at the Chicago Bears Network Studios. Jeff Joniak and Mark Trestman. But as we learned yesterday, a little piece of the Rams playbook from a year ago that stung you guys defensively, and Tavon Austin, something similar. But, that's true, but there's so much you do with Alshon on those end arounds. I'm certain that you can come up with a lot of different things off of that and have people really not knowing exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a funny thing about plays when you've been around the game this long, people think, well, the first time it was ever run was last year when St. Louis ran it against us. And it's something that, it's been around. These things go first cycle for 20, 30 years. And we did see it last year against, when we played the Rams. They did a heck of a job. And we put it in training camp. We, like every other team, we do our research. We find things that we like. We felt it really fit into our scheme. We were able to assess man or zone coverage. We knew we had man, so we stayed with the play. If it wasn't man, we would have probably gotten out of it. We would have gotten out of it into another play that would have been better against the coverage. And the guys executed it really well, and we caught the right coverage.
Have you ever run that play in your past offensive
coordinator
jobs?
No, I've seen it, but I have not. Something like it, but not the exact play.
Yeah, it was great, though, absolutely. And also great was the running game. It just brought out the explosive nature of both backs, mm-hmm. for that matter. And I was so impressed with Kadeem Carey. You talk about fighting down to the finish. That's exactly what he was doing. But just talk about how you guys decided to use the run game in this particular fashion against this team?
Yeah, well, we felt we could. I mean, we went back and we looked at our games last year, and we felt we matched up good to run the football. And you know, when none of us were you know, it wasn't nothing from New York and San Francisco was lingering in terms of our ability to run the ball. I mean, you saw Philadelphia yesterday; they had 12 yards rushing going into their last drive. These teams are very, very difficult to run the football against, and Philadelphia has an excellent offense. So, you know, we just got to stay the course, and we're trying to do the things we can to help our football team. And obviously, we spent a lot of time on our running game. We spent a lot of time, a meeting time on it, and that'll never change. And, you know, we try to do is do what we can to move the football and score. You know, and we moved the football very well yesterday, and we didn't score well the way we'd like to, obviously. And But we matched up well, and we took advantage of that.
Also lost in the loss is the play of that offensive line, though, and the types of blocks they were asked to do yesterday with the pulls and the traps, the guard, the interior play overall with Ola and Kyle Long. And then you throw in Rosario and having him in an H-back role, Martellus in H. Brandon had a block that set some room to run. All of that and, you know, the idea that it takes everybody to make a running game roll. Some of it was very impressive.
Yeah, I was really, really proud of the guys, Aaron and Pat, and the guys did a good job of preparing our team and preparing our players, and they do a great job with fundamentals and techniques, and it's a good sign. You know, it's a good sign for things to come, and I think it gives us a good sense of security of where we can go with this offense. It's not a one-dimensional thing. We're not just, you know, an all-throwing team or a running football team, but we've got both available, both mechanisms available to help us move the football. As I said, we got to finish the drives in games like this. We got to finish drives and we got to score, and we feel accountable to that. We got to get it done.
Which leads me to numbers, and Tom Thayer, my broadcast partner, always talks about it's a game of first downs. Well, you had 33 of them, 33 first downs and nearly 500 yards of offense. And we talk about that. It doesn't make sense because it typically doesn't equal 17 points.
No, it doesn't. But yesterday it did. And you know, when you run the ball as much as we did, you lose a little bit of the explosive nature of a passing game. But it was worth the sacrifice, because if we did it right, we were able to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. And we went into the game saying, if we could take care of the football and have the ball for 36 minutes, no matter what happened, we'll be in the game in the fourth quarter. And we did part of that, but we didn't do all of it. We didn't finish the drives. We had a chance to finish a drive at the end of the first half. We got caught with a pre-snap penalty, which was a drive killer for us on I think the second drive of the game, which resulted in a field goal. We weren't able to get it in, and we take a lot of pride in the red zone. Obviously, we've done very well up to yesterday, but we didn't get it done. We got some good things to hang our hat on as we move forward.
To pull your hair out two possessions and at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, exactly. And
The one before the break.
Yeah, the one before the break, as I said to you, you know, 9 seconds left. There was no doubt we were going to go. We had to take a shot at the end zone, and we did. We ran four verticals, and there just happened to be a defender right in front of Marty at the 1 yard line, and he had no choice but to try to cut him off and protect the ball, and the result was what it was.
You know, typically, even tall timber like that, chop him down, he falls forward in the end zone.
Yeah, they did a great job of rallying to the football. You got to give them credit. But our guys did a heck of a job. We started the drive thinking the number one thing we wanted to do was make sure they used their timeouts. So if we had to turn the ball back over to them, they had no timeouts left on the clock. That had to be our first, you know, area of concern.
Yeah, that was a big discussion point.
Yeah, it was our big area of concern was at 103. They had their timeouts left, and we wanted to make sure they used them. And so we had to look for that first, so we could, if we had to flip the field, that we made sure they had a long field, and then we got the long run.
So that was the trigger play.
That was the trigger play after long run. Then we said, okay, we're going to get this thing going. We're in a position, if we had to punt, we've already moved the field enough to where they'd have a long way to go. And we moved the ball beautifully. We used our timeouts the way we thought we should. We finished with 9 seconds left on the clock. We had, or 14 seconds, we had three play opportunities there, and we just didn't get it done. It just didn't work out in our favor.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Works it down the left seam, high in the air, catch made, Bennett 45, Bennett fighting to the 36 of Green Bay. 26 seconds left, clock is stopped, 26-yard completion to Big Bad Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett, our player of the game, brought to you by Xfinity. Having a great first month of the season, 29 catches, and he's very excited about what he's been able to do to get himself in the right frame of mind mentally and physically, Mark Trestman.
Well, I think what he's done is the people need to know is Marty is one of our hardest workers. He's one of our smartest players and one of our hardest workers, and he goes at it hard every day and to try to get better. He works in practice. He doesn't miss reps. He takes more than he needs, probably. He does things on the scout team sometime just to jump in and run a route to try to get better. And he's communicating with Jay, and this is what time does and experience with a quarterback does. It allows you to get more comfortable, and I think Jay is very comfortable with Marty right now.
Heck, he even talked about in walkthrough. He tries to go his full speed so Jay sees him.
Yep.
I mean, that's somebody committed to excellence.
Yeah, he really is, and he's a dynamic personality, and he's got great football intellect, and he's just starting to put it all together in a disciplined fashion.
How might teams start looking at him now? Any differently? I mean, you're a tight end, but he's playing like a big, big, big wide receiver.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. There are a number of guys, big tight ends now in this league, and they're very difficult to cover, and because of it, you're seeing a lot more zone coverages. That just takes a little bit of the edge off the defense because they don't have to. How do you find a guy with that kind of speed and that kind of size to match up with? It's very difficult. So you see more zone coverage, and that's a benefit to all of us.
You said this in your news conference today, but everybody wants to know. I think the theme of the week is going to be, where's Brandon Marshall's ankle at? Is it still okay enough to get out there and be a targeted impact player on the field, and Jared Allen's illness?
Yeah, Jared was in today. We'll see where he is tomorrow and obviously on Wednesday, but he did work today. He got a workout in, got some rehab done, got some running in. So that's a good sign that he's moving in the right direction, and we're excited about that. And Brandon felt better after the game than he did. Certainly before the game, he felt better than he did the last 2 weeks. He would much, much better. And that's a good sign, too, that he can get back in the flow, get back to practice, get back in rhythm with Jay.
And Jeremiah Ratliff, is there light at the end of the tunnel here?
Well, he's still going through some protocol today. We should know a little bit more on Wednesday.
It'll make the defensive line a whole different ballgame.
Well, we're going to play the guys that we've got. We've done that throughout the last 3 weeks, and we've been able to, you know, do a good job. We didn't do good enough yesterday. We all know we got to do better, but it's always good to get players back, no doubt about it, and that'll be a big add for us.
You know, the hanging over the head of the two quarterbacks here, good and bad, is that everybody looks at their records, and that's always written. So Rodgers 11-2 against the Bears, Cutler 1-10. How do you psychologically work on that, if at all, in trying to get a guy ready to play a game against the Green Bay Packers every
time? First of all, it's not in our minds here in the building. It's not the quarterback against the other team, and it's not the quarterback against the other quarterback. It's the team against the team. So, you know, we try not to, we don't individualize these things. And, you know, Jay understands that. He's certainly not going to get caught up in that. And, you know, either are we. The Chicago Bears team, you know, has to play every week, and they have to go out together and beat the team we're playing, whether it's the Packers or anybody else. Obviously, the Packers are a focus each and every year because they're a rival, and we understand that, and we know we've got to do better. We split with them last year. We had a great opportunity yesterday, and we didn't get it done, and we got to be accountable for that and go back to work and get better as a football team so the next time it comes around, we'll be better.
All right, what are we looking at with the Carolina Panthers?
Well, I just got started with them today, and, you know, they've lost two in a row, and they have a very good football team. They do. I'm started with the defense today, and you know they're strong on defense. Their middle linebackers as good as anybody in the league. This Luke Kuechly, he's a second year, third year player, out of BC, and he's a heck of a player. They'll probably have Thomas Davis back. He's another premier linebacker, just a guy who can run around and hit people. He's a physical guy, and they've been solid. I watched the Ravens game today, and you know, the Ravens fell into a couple of touchdowns, a couple of tip ball touchdowns that really got them going. But they were also able to run the ball all against them somewhat effectively. But we know how this business is when you face teams, and we saw it during the week. I said it today. You know, Tampa goes into Atlanta and gets beat. Atlanta goes into Minnesota this week and gets beat. Tampa goes into Pittsburgh and beats Pittsburgh. This is a one game at a time, one game season each and every week. And what happened yesterday, the only time that matters, if you let it affect you. You got to go back to work and you got to focus on your opponent, and everybody in this league's capable of beating everybody else.
Got to block that star, Lutulele, right?
You got to block him, too.
He's good.
He's good, too.
Quick off the snap, great penetration. He and Kuechly are really tough.
You know, sound defense, zone defense, a little bit, they're going to make you go the long, hard way and make you earn every yard.
All right, Mark, good luck this week.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Jeff.
To you next Monday night as well.
Okay.
Bears and Carolina Panthers, a noon start in Carolina. Coming up next, we'll hear from Bears defensive coordinator Mel Tucker. He'll join the Bears coaches show here at Halas Hall. Another check of WBBM's traffic and weather together in the eights.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman and this hour of defensive coordinator Mel Tucker, brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Walgreens, and Xfinity. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Anytime when you got a guy on your team who has 100-plus sacks and he's not suited up for you today, I think that can definitely be an issue. We don't make excuses about that. The guys behind you are more than capable of coming in and playing at a high level, and that's why they're on the team. So we don't make excuses for guys who are or aren't playing. We just go out there and we try to play Bears football.
That is Bears safety Ryan Mundy following yesterday's loss to the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show. Jeff Joniak and now defensive coordinator Mel Tucker joins the program. Good evening, Mel. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's an unbelievable performance yesterday by Aaron Rodgers, but I'm sure as you think about it and watch the tape, there are some things that you would like to see differently done against him, but it was a red-hot arm right there.
Yeah, he want to give him credit and give Green Bay credit. First and foremost, they did a heck of a job. They made more plays than we made. We went into the game saying that, in order to beat Aaron Rodgers, you got to do a lot of things right. You can't make a lot of mistakes, and we made our fair share of mistakes.
Heck, he can't even make one mistake. I mean, this guy makes you pay for every mistake.
Yeah, he does, and he's a great quarterback, and we knew that going in. And so, obviously, it was a huge disappointment for us to not get the results that we expected.
Rushing four play coverage, but you had your share of pressures in there as well.
Yeah, we were about 30% pressure in the game, and I think that's a little high against him. But we were trying to find ways to generate some pressure on him, and he gets the ball out quickly, but obviously the pressure on the quarterback was not what it needed to be, and that's a huge point of emphasis for us this week.
So when you did put on the tape, where did you see things that you still feel can be corrected in that regard? And again, we got to take into account who the quarterback is here.
Yeah, we take that into account. But, you look at the things that you can control. We had a busted coverage on the first series of the game. And it was a 43-yard completion. And so you give up chunks of yards like that, that's going to get you every time. On the second series of the game, we had a third and long. We had an opportunity to get off the field. We didn't make the play. And then in the same series, we had a third and two, we had them stopped, and we're off the field there. And then we get a penalty on a late hit that was called, and it gives them a first down. And so then they score a touchdown on that drive. So, those are the things that you can control in large part, and those are things we need to clean up.
What's the alternative plan when a guy gets rid of the ball that quick?
Well,
what can you do?
We talk about, rush and coverage working together. You need to play tighter coverage, things like that, and eliminate the yards after the catch. And then when you do get them to third down, you got to get off the field.
In terms of that, you talk about tighter coverage. There were plenty of situations where, he's got free release. Guys are free release off the line of scrimmage, and boom, he throws that slant. That's one of his favorites out there. The whole key there is just make sure you tackle and limit that yards after the catch, because that completion is going to be made.
Yeah, you have to eliminate the yards after catching there. That's a big part of their game. There was other times in the game where the initial coverage was very good, and he held the ball, and he went to a second, third, and fourth read, and that's where the rush has to come into play.
Certainly, not having Jared Allen there and Jeremiah Ratliff, as Mundy pointed out, you're not going to focus on that. You play with what you have. But were there things that they could do then in their blocking scheme that affected how you guys rushed the passer based on not having some of those guys there?
Yeah, well, we talk a lot about next man up and not making excuses. and going in with the guys that we have and feel like we can get the job done. And when we went into the game, we felt like we were going to be able to do the things that we needed to do defensively to win the game, regardless of who was in there. You know, obviously, you know, Jeremiah and Jared are two of our best players, and you don't get better when you don't have those guys out there. You know, however, you know, we're not in the excuse business. And so it's a bottom line production deal. And, you know, in Sunday, you know, on Sunday when the game started, I don't think anybody cares who you got. The bottom line is, are you getting the job done? And we didn't do that.
You can get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy four select Bridgestone tires, including the new DriveGuard tire, now through September 30th. Visit BridgestoneTire.com for details. We're going to step away with Mel Tucker here, back with more after this on
The Bears Coaches Show with defensive coordinator Mel Tucker and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Every DB has to have short memory. You know, just have to move on from it, you know, learn from it, and come out better the next time around.
That is Bears rookie Kyle Fuller earlier today here at Hallis Hall. The rookie getting his baptism against Aaron Rodgers here with Mel Tucker. Quite a baptism when you have to face that guy for the first time. But he was discussing amnesia, which is truly a skill in the NFL to play cornerback.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have to have a short memory, especially in the secondary. You know, it's the cycle of a snap. You know, you prepare for the play, and you get lined up, and you read your key, and then you go where your key tells you to go, and then either you win or lose that play. And then you take the information you get from that play, and you learn from it, and then you move on to the next one. And that's how you have to play the game.
What does a kid like that learn in a situation like you guys faced yesterday, when you got a hot quarterback, and he's just doing everything quick, boom, down the field, and there's seemingly no way to stop it?
Well, for a young player, I think that's a great experience because, you know, it doesn't get much more difficult than that. And so the more and more plays that he plays and situations that he's in, the better he's going to get.
Is the bottom line on this with Rodgers that to expect him to make a mistake or force him into a mistake is tough? I mean, you look at his career. He's thrown one pick six in 3,000-plus attempts. He's got four red zone interceptions in his entire career. So you can't count on the mistake, but void of getting to him pressure-wise because he gets rid of it so much, what can you do?
Well, you know, it's the things that we saw in the game. And you have an opportunity to get off the field on third down.
That part of it.
You have to do that. You're in the red zone. You can hold them when they get in the red zone. You have to hold them to field goal attempts, and we did that a week ago, and that was big. That was big in our game. You know, obviously, you can take the ball off the running backs and off the receivers after they catch it, you know, and that's important to try to generate takeaways with strips and punch outs and things like that. So, and then you can't beat yourself. You have to make them go the long, hard way. And when you have opportunities to make plays, you got to make them.
I mentioned this from both perspectives throughout this first month of the season, those defensive penalties on third down that take away.
They kill you.
Is there anything more painful for you as a coach to watch when that happens?
A fourth down penalty. I think that's even more painful.
Yeah. I mean, but even from when those guys huddle back up, like, what did we just do now? What did we just do?
Well, it's penalties kill you. You know, self-inflicted wounds, pre-snap penalties, penalties, you know, after the whistle, things like that. Those are all things that you can control. And especially when you're playing a great team and a great player like Aaron Rodgers, you cannot beat yourself. So it is frustrating, but, you know, those things you have to learn from, we address them, we move on to the next game.
There were certain times, too, that they're in their nickel, and offensively you guys are in base, but, you know, with how they quickly get to the line of scrimmage and they do the muddle huddle or no huddle, it's very challenging, isn't it, to deal with?
Yeah, it is, and we went in the game when we planned to play some base versus their three wide receiver package to keep some of our some of our players on the field that we wanted to be on the field. And so, but it is challenging with the no huddle. They don't allow you to substitute. And they get to the line quickly, and they try to diagnose what you're doing pre-snap by formation, things like that, and double cadence. So, you know, it's a challenge that, you know, they do a great job with it.
Eddie Lacy's always going to be a handful, too. There were some very good things done in that regard. Yeah. Did it meet your expectations or what you wanted to accomplish against them in the run?
Yeah, we wanted to make them one-dimensional and take the run away. I mean, I think Lacy was 2.8 a carry, And I think they were 3 point, you know, one overall. I think Aaron had an 8 yard run. And so, you know, our run defense per carry has gotten better every week. And we face some teams that have some good backs. So we feel like we can stop the run. You know, we have to continue to do that. Get some pressure on the quarterback and generate more takeaways.
All right, one more segment with Mel Tucker after another check of WBBM's traffic and weather together with the eights.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach Mark Trestman continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
And welcome back to the Coaches Show with Bears defensive coordinator Mel Tucker. We'll hear from Mark Trestman here in just a moment. Bears getting ready for the Carolina Panthers. A couple of nuggets before we move on to get your take on the Panthers. A guy like Lamar Houston and with Jared Allen when he comes back, the fact that they don't have a sack, and granted, it's sacks are one play on one given day, does that hang over a pass rusher's head at all, even the great ones?
Yeah, I'm sure they think about it a little bit. But, you know, we try to encourage these guys to just, you know, do your job to the best of your ability, and good things will happen. And so with those guys, you know, with the sacks or if it's a defensive back with interceptions or things like that, you know, just do your job. You know, stay with the program. You know, be relentless in your effort and your approach and your preparation. And you make your plays.
You know, when the guys watch the tape today, do you hear feedback? What's in their head? Where are they at emotionally?
Well, there's disappointment. I think there's element of disgust in terms of, you know, what could have, you know, the woulda, coulda, shoulda type thing. Once you see it, you know it during the game, because we talk about it, you know, in between series, and we have pictures, and we know what happened. But then you see it again the next day on tape, and you see the missed opportunities, and that's very disappointing. But the major thing you have to get done is you have to make the correction, make sure everyone understands what needs to be done moving forward. And then once you make that correction, then now you're ready to move forward to the next game, and we've done that.
You feel good that these things will be forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, we do that. We have to do that every week. You know, win or lose, there are corrections that have to be made, things you have to get fixed in order to move on to the next game. We've done that.
The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's, and airing every Sunday night at 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. Cam Newton, first guy that comes to mind for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, he's a great player. He can throw it. You know, he can make plays inside the pocket. He can make plays outside of the pocket. He's a relentless competitor, and he's just a very dynamic player.
Run game stalled a bit due to injury, but still some young weapons on the outside for him. And with Cam, if he does have time, it doesn't matter who it is, they could do some damage.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging about 250 yards and change a game passing. And so he can throw it. He can spin it. And, you know, there's no doubt about that. You know, every team you play in the National Football League has firepower. They have skilled players. And, you know, they have tight ends. They have backs, and they have good schemes. And so this team is no different. They are capable of performing at a high level.
All right, Mel, well, good luck this week in your preparation. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks a bunch.
That's Bears defensive coordinator Mel Tucker. Earlier this evening, talking with head coach Mark Trestman about turn of the page.
You know, we're certainly disappointed as to the result yesterday. I mean, every loss that you have is going to be disappointing because you put so much work into it and your guys do. But on the other side of it, we can't do what everybody outside of our building does, and that's break it down for the next 5 or 6 days till we move on. We've got to move forward, and so we did today. The guys were very businesslike, the coaches businesslike. We broke down our game, did the best we can to make corrections and have our team collectively understand the reasons why we didn't have the success we anticipated having, and now they've got to go get some rest, and we got to go to work on Carolina. That's got to be our focus.
What'd you find in your self-scouting?
Well, I think that you can take all three phases. They're all part of it. They all connect to one another. People always ask about special sides of the ball, and when they do, they forget that they're connected sometimes to special teams and defense. So, You know, overall, you know, the on the defensive side, obviously, we didn't get any kind of pass rush of that put any kind of pressure on Aaron, and that's very difficult when you can't do that, because you really need to put the pressure on with four guys and try to defend in coverage to try to, you know, protect the edges, because he's so good at attacking the field sideline to sideline and vertically. We didn't get that done, and then when we got him outside, we couldn't contain. When he got outside, it's because we couldn't contain him after the rush, and that weren't able to sustain on the back end for as long as we needed to. And people are looking at the defense and saying, you know, they're making obviously, you know, we didn't play as well as we could play. And then offensively, we turned the ball over. You know, the two turnovers really hurt us. We didn't finish a couple of drives in the red zone. We knew it was going to be a difficult game, but we knew that if we didn't turn the ball over and had the ball for 36 minutes and were able to run the ball as effectively as we did, we'd be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win. And that's how it was going to work on this day, because this day wasn't last week, you know, against Detroit. This was this week against our football team. And they change week in and week out. So a lot of the things that we did very well in offense were negated by our inability to score touchdowns on two drives. And then defensively, we had a couple of, you know, tough penalties that allow them to, you know, keep drives alive and score touchdowns. But the turnovers gave them 14 points. Two penalties on defense gave them 14 points and a field goal. So, you know, with that in mind, you can see how this game, it's a funny game, and but it is connected in terms of how offense, defensively, and special teams are put together.
It is, and the simplicity of how you just explained how easy it is to turn something very positive, at least it looked that way at the beginning, into something negative as a loss, it's very simple. I mean, this is what happened. But in the complexity of the game, as we looked at it, it was like there was a race war going on. You were trying to take a nice, easy approach, getting time of possession in your favor and owning the clock and scoring off of that, and they were in a race.
They were in a race, and you just knew that there was no way that Aaron Rodgers was going to go back-to-back and not have any kind of productivity. It's just the history of the National Football League would prove that you know, these types of quarterbacks, just they don't go back-to-back very often, and it started that way. It started very well for the Bears. We were able to run the ball. We were use the clock. We had one possession in the first quarter, to my recollection, and we kept them off the field. That's exactly what we wanted to do. What we didn't want to do was turn the ball over and give them a couple of short fields, which we did. And we didn't want to have a couple of major penalties, which extended drives and gave them opportunity to score touchdowns. And that's what happened as well. So there's things that happen during a game that you know, that contribute to losing the game that you don't try to do, but you have control over, and we didn't get that done yesterday.
That's Mark Trestman here on the Coach's Show. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Advocate Healthcare, Sundays at 10:30 on Fox 32 Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. And listen to the next Bears All Access Radio Show, brought to you by Sports Authority, Thursday at 6 on WSCR, 670 AM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. That's going to wrap us up tonight. For Mark Trestman and Mel Tucker, Greg Miller, Andy Gershner, Keith Johnson, I'm Jeff Joniak. Have a good night, everybody.